Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are learning Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin, the 117th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. And yes, you have it right, it is the shortest Mizmor in the entire Book of Tehillim. It is two psukim. But don't worry, there are some runner-ups which we're going to meet soon of three psukim. Just hold on tight. In the meantime, let's take a look at this Mizmor. It appears smack in the middle of Hallel, or towards the end of Hallel. It is very familiar to us. I can just say it very briefly right now. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim, shabuchu kol amim. All the nations are going to praise Hashem. Ki govar elenu chastoi v'mes Hashem lo'olam, hallelujah. Because Hashem has overgiven us an overwhelming amount of kindness, and He has been truthful to us forever. Hallelujah, praise be Hashem. So in terms of understanding this Mizmor, it is only two psukim long. It is actually seen as a bridge Mizmor, meaning to say there are different sections in Hallel, and what we've seen up to now is the previous two sections of the Hallel have started with the words Hallelujah, praise be Hashem, and that's how this Mizmor starts as well. Hallelu es Hashem, praiseworthy be Hashem. However, the other notion in this Mizmor is Shabachuhu, praise Him, which relates to the ideas that we're going to see in the next Mizmor, Kuf Yud Ches, the closing psalm in Hallel, where we talk about Hoidu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki Lolam Chastoi. We talk about the forever enduring kindness of Hashem, which is also reflected in the second pasuk in Az Mizmor. So it's seen as a bridge between one section of Hallel and the other section of Hallel. But that doesn't mean to say that it doesn't have its own personality. It certainly does. In fact, one of the most critical questions we can ask when looking at this Mizmor is there seems to be one discrepancy which doesn't make sense, and that is the subject and the object. Who's giving the praise in this Mizmor is the nations of the world. That means to say the non-Jewish people. However, why are they giving it praise to Hashem? Ki govar aleinu chastoi, because Hashem has given kindness to the nation of Israel. Well, that doesn't make sense. If they are praising Hashem for the kindness done to each individual nation, then yes, that makes sense. If we are giving thanks to Hashem for the kindness He did to us, that also makes sense. But why should the nations of the world be giving thanks to Hashem for the kindness that He has done to us? That's the critical question in terms of understanding this Mizmor. There's three answers that we're going to explore this morning. The first is the Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara asks exactly this question and ultimately says the following answer. That in fact there are two separate entities here. The non-Jewish people in the world, the people who are not part of the Jewish nation, are expected to thank Hashem for the very simple reason is because Hashem does good to them. But we in response are supposed to learn from that, and if we have what's called Hashkocha Pratis, divine providence, very specific divine providence to every action we do, and our actions hold a lot more gravity, being as Hashem gave us a lot more commandments to adhere to, then certainly we should be able to notice the kindness of Hashem in our lives based on the fact that the nations notice the kindness of Hashem in their lives. We have the extra scrutiny that we have to look into our lives even more than the nations who praise Hashem for the kindness done in their lives. So there's two separate praises done for two separate sets of actions, and that's the way the Gemara looks at it. However, there's another way of looking at this, and that is the Chida, the Chomas Anach, who says that this refers to in the future. This Mizmor refers to in the future of when all the nations will, so to speak, have had the Jews in their midst, and the Jews will be redeemed from within the exile in those nations. And as the Jews are brought out, as the Jews come out of each of those nations will realize and recognize the miracles of the survival of the nation of Israel and be able to give praise to Hashem. However, there's a third and final answer, and this is a very powerful answer, which is actually recorded in the Chidush HaGriz, the Brisker Rav on the Torah, in the stencil, and he says a very fascinating idea. His argument is that only the nations of the world truly know the true magnificence of Hashem's benevolence to the nation of Israel. Why? Because the nation of Israel doesn't even realize how many times plots were foiled against them. Only those who made the plots really knew how hard they tried to eliminate and to hurt and to maim the nation of Israel, but it did not work out. As an example, when we read the parasha of Bilam, which is the section in the Torah which is called the parasha of Balak, but it's called the section of Bilam with the curses that he was about to give, that entire parasha occurred unbeknownst to Israel. That means to say everybody was just dwelling happily, they were going about their day-to-day lives, and on the nearby mountaintop, disaster was averted without them even realizing. And those things happen every single moment, every single week in our existence in Jewish history. In fact, just to bring us back to a story which is pretty well known, but in 2014 it was early on in the year of 2014, it was just following the Shemitah year, and there were a number of people trying to collect the right kind of grain necessary to make the matzahs before it was just fully ripe, and they were able to find a area of 2,000 acres of green wheat, which was just bound down by the Gaza border in the mid-January time, which was sown in the mid-January time, which actually later than usual, and they were able to start finding the matzah for the next, or the grain necessary for the matzah that year. They started harvesting with permission that area. And what was fascinating is that after they finished this entire process of harvesting, 2 days later, after they finished harvesting, 13 terrorists from Gaza emerged out of the attack tunnel into the open fields near the kibbutz Sufa, which is where the entrance of the tunnel was. These people had been expecting to use the camouflage of the wheat field. They were expecting to come out and kidnap and kill Israeli citizens, Jewish people, and it was foiled simply because they were preparing the matzahs. They were preparing to cut the grain for the matzah. An incredible miracle. Now, we know about this miracle because we saw it happen, but so many of these miracles happen and we don't even know about it. And therefore, it says the Mizmor, Hallelujah es Hashem kol goyim. The nations are the only ones who can really fully understand the depth of the survival and salvation of the nation of Israel. In terms of events behind our Mizmor, the Malbim points to the fact that this could be referring to the time when the Assyrians would be depleted and their captives would return, and that's when the nations would bring praise to Israel. That means to say that there was a potential that the Assyrian captivity would end, which ultimately never really fully occurred in the way that we expected it, because ultimately the Assyrians were beaten by the Babylonians. The Babylonians brought about a terrible godless, terrible exile to the nation of Israel. This is one of the times the Malbim evokes the idea of a prophecy, a potential prophetic aura of messianism, of opportunity, which was lost. The Al-Sheikh says, no, we reverse this to an earlier point in history. This refers to before the Binyan Bais Rishon, before the first Beis HaMikdash was ever built. And it's about how the nations of the world would look to the Beis HaMikdash and realize how much that it, in a certain sense, is the heart, not just of the nation of Israel, but of the whole world. It's a place where everybody can pray. It's a place where everybody can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Almighty. And if the nations would realize this, if they fully would understand the presence and the power of the Beis HaMikdash, they would never have destroyed it in the first place. In terms of the places in our davening where it appears, it of course appears in Hallel. We said on all the special days when Hallel is said, and on the night of Pesach. It is also interesting to note that in terms of a pasuk in the spotlight, if you look at the second pasuk, Ki Govar Olenu Chastoi, Hashem has given us such an incredible manifestation of kindness in us. What is interesting is that the Shlo HaKadosh points out a very beautiful thing. And he says that, in fact, the word Govar is Rosh Tevos, is an acronym for three traits, which are, in fact, the emblem of what it means to be a Jew. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos, in a number of places in Shas, that the hallmark of a Jew is to be a person who is a Rahman, a Baishan, and a Gomel Chasadim. These are three traits: a person who's merciful, a person who's bashful, a person who has some level of tzniut, and a person who is willing to give selflessly to others. These are three attributes which are to be found, so to speak, in the Jewish DNA. And the way he looks at it is, he actually brings our Mizmor as the example of the expression of this, Ki Govar Aleinu Chastoim, which in a certain sense means to say the following. The way I understand the Shla is, he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents these three ideas. And because he is our Father in heaven, he is the formation of us as people, then we see those traits in the way that he treated us throughout Jewish history. He treated us throughout world history. Therefore, they are actually innate within our makeup and our DNA if we're willing to actualize them. And that's why, even though the Mizmor is describing the kindness of Hashem, embedded in that is the kindness which is supposed to be reflected in us, which reminds us of the Gemara that says, how is it that we're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavta es Hashem lokecha, that we're supposed to love Hashem? So the Gemara says, Shehei shmoi misahev al yodecha, that through him, through you, Hashem will be loved. The way you interact with humanity, the way you walk about, the way you live your life will be an expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because just as a child represents parents, we are the children of Hashem, and that's what this Mizmor is saying ultimately. What a beautiful Mizmor. Meantime, we'll end today here. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.